Welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nate Williams. I am your host, joined as always by my beautiful Sadie.
Dang it.
Needy, and as far as physical touch, we both know that's true. Reedy.
I am needy.
She be reading books. And Meaty.
Yeah.
What? You got a dumper on you.
I am.
Okay. I'm talking about my beard. Sorry, this dude put his window down. The guy next to us put his window down. And I was just like, he's trying to hear what we're saying. So that threw me off. Anyway, I'm talking about my beautiful wife, Jen Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Clap, 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 clap. Yes, that is you. Jen, can I just start by saying that I love you? And I don't
love you too, Bert.
Okay. And I don't think I told you that today, but I love you so much. Life is great. Life is absolutely fantastic with you. I know I say that kind of frequently, but it really is.
It is a good life.
We got an awesome job. We got a super cool baby.
Yeah, we got a super cool baby.
Soup's totes cool baby. We live in a nice house. We have food on our table, although right now it is Whole30 approved food and a certain amount of points for Jen. But we're doing great.
I'm feeling great, guys.
I'm feeling like we can take on the world.
That's right.
And if not the world, at least Ocean View, Delaware. Maybe I shouldn't have said where we live. Anyway, Jen, can you tell the people what you're munching on?
Cherries.
Were these cherries on sale?
I just thought of something.
Go ahead, what?
Remember in high school when people would say, did you pop your cherry?
Oh my gosh. What
in the
name?
Do you remember that was a saying? Yes. I forgot all about that. I just got so chuckled. I didn't even know what that means.
Like present day?
Well, I mean, I do know what it means, but like, was that just happening left and right?
I guess.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. And sorry for all those who are listening if you're squeamish. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, can you look this up as I'm saying this? Mm-hmm. I believe popping your cherry is truly when like, in a woman's vagina, the hymen breaks and there's bleeding from intercourse.
Right.
Also, by the way, shout out to Corey who told me this because I think he listened to the previous podcast.
Y'all talked about that?
No, we didn't. I was prefacing this other thing that I'm talking about. Corey said that the quick is a part, it's a vein in a dog's finger. It's like right before a vein in a dog.
Quick.
Yeah. And so he said, that's where they bleed. And so he said cutting it to the quick is cutting it as short as possible without making the dog bleed. I had no idea.
See?
No idea at all. So shout out to you, Corey, for being knowledgeable and being on freaking TV commercials.
That's right. And shout out to me for using that saying.
Okay. Why are we shouting you out again? Just for using the saying?
Says it.
Okay. That house.
That was on the podcast that you didn't know what I was saying.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The slang and the sign language. Also, we need to be starting sign language with Max. I've been saying that
also,
for 2 years
get
now.
Into these.
Good night, Jen. You're crushing them. Jeez,
more left,
Louise.
You guys.
Have you just been like nonstop with it?
I'm sorry. My snacks are limited. We We are all over the road. Hold
oh,
on.
I
I'll
wonder,
take this.
Okay.
You can do cherries. Wait, we're doing this backwards. I'll
oh, yeah,
you the
yes.
Cherries,
you can be
you
the cherries.
The
good night. About to meet the Lord over some cherries. Have you eaten the whole bag of that?
No, you had some. They were out because you got them out.
Okay,
don't
that's
even.
Fair.
Did you eat the whole bag?
Okay, but no. But you know good and well that if I didn't get to it, you would have eaten the whole bag.
Oh,
and
for sure.
Was said, man, those cherries were, the
delish.
Bomb. Now you can have those too.
Those cherries were popping. See what I did there?
Stop. Stop. Stop.
Whew.
Okay.
That's nasty for real.
Yeah, that is gross.
Honestly, I've never met anyone that's been a scenario with. I brought you an applesauce pouch. Would you like
for
this?
For kids? Yeah, I do want that.
31-year-old man.
I'm not 31 yet.
Yeah, we got fruit puree pouches at Target by the brand Good & Gather. They have a lot of great foods by Good & Gather there at Target.
a lot of whole friendly whole 30 friendly foods.
A lot of them. And Nate is loving their apple cinnamon baby pouches. They're not really baby
They're not
pouches,
for babies. But they're probably for kids.
Oh, it says we use a large cap for child safety. Remove and dispose of cap for children under 3 years of age.
All right. Well, what about men over the age of 30? You don't, that has, it's not written on there? Mm-mm. Grown men who like applesauce pureed? Could you get it started for me, please?
Could you start opening it for me, please? The thing is, it does have like more of a baby-like texture than applesauce, but
I
Nate
like
prefers
it. I'm just going to keep it real. So I'm slurping them down left and right.
To me, like, we're going to have to be getting these for both Max and Zaddy.
Yeah, Max will be like, Dad, you ate all my applesauce puree. I'll be like, listen, sir, they're for both of us. And if you don't get to it, then I'm going to get to it.
They're good, Max.
They are quite tasty.
They are really tasty. I'm going to eat one of my these.
What are your those?
It's a little protein bar. Brownie crunch. They taste like chalk.
Okay.
I'm just being honest.
That doesn't sound very appetizing.
Oh, no, it's not.
Let me see how much longer we got to.
It's really not very tasty
we get home.
At all.
Yeah, the traffic has calmed down significantly. Dang, my phone died.
Well, you know how to get home.
Yeah, but I need to know like the duration, like how much longer, because that's how I'm going to choose this podcast topic.
All right, 25 minutes.
Okay. I kind of want to talk about the mental load at home, where I have like sound effects and like can kind of do research, but I'm not opposed to talking about it now.
Let's just do it now. You know, we're here.
Okay.
We're
oh my gosh.
That snuck up on me.
You child.
That snuck up on me.
Jeez. Okay, before I want to talk about the mental load next, but I want to sit down. I want it to be really quality because I think that that'll be really helpful for people.
So not here and now.
Right. No, not here and now. Okay, I've got something else I want to talk about.
Okay.
All right. So like I've mentioned many a times before, also you're going to have to give me directions since I don't have it. Or could you plug my phone in?
Baby, you know how to get home from here, but yes, I'll plug your phone
in. I do, but I like to know for certain. Okay. And I like to see the time because that's how I know how much time we have left in the podcast. So like we've mentioned before, Jen likes watching trash TV. And the best way...
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, she really does. So I'm sure back in the day, did you watch Real World, Road Rules?
Yeah, I watched The Hills and all that.
All that garbage.
Hey, but have you ever seen Big Brother?
No.
Me neither.
I heard that it's amazing.
Yeah, me too. I don't even know what the concept is about, though. People live in a house and like have competitions.
I'm guessing it's like Survivor, but I think that the reason why it's like Big Brother is because of like the amount of episodes, but there's just cameras everywhere. And I think that you can watch people live.
Yeah. Yeah. It's live. Like
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you see, that's probably the appeal right there.
Well, we have it now that we got Paramount Plus to watch Love Island. And Big Brother is on at the same time. Maybe we could get into that together.
Okay.
That would be fun. What is it?
I really don't have any issues per se with... Okay. Max might be freaking out. I don't really have any issues really with Love Island.
It is a hoochie show.
That's the thing. It really is some hoochie stuff. Like, and I'm trying to, as best I can, you know, Lord help me, I'm trying to avert my eyes.
You're trying to on Love Island.
You know, I'm not trying to... And so you'll be like, oh, yeah, she got a boob job, and she got the one boob. She actually put two boobs on one boob, so now she's got four boobs.
I don't call things out like that.
No, it's not all of that. But these women are dressed very, they don't got a whole lot on. They got a smile on and then, you know, a little bit of cloth.
Clothes at times.
You said what?
Clothes at times.
Yeah, they have clothes, but it's revealing because they're trying to catch a man. That's the reality situation.
Right,
they're trying to couple up. Right. The thing is that I'm already coupled up and I don't want to see nothing extra. So and I'm being serious, Jen. That's why I don't want to watch the show with you.
That's fair.
Because I'm not trying to see all that. Now, Jen can see
these
ladies dressed or whatever. Hopefully you're not lusting off to these men's muscles, but she doesn't really
I'm not into that.
She's not into muscle bound men. If there were some doughy dudes up there, you know, it might be problematic, but. These, she's saying, right. Yeah, I like me some, you know, I like a little bit of cushion on that. But yeah, so she's not tripping over the muscly dudes. Not that I'm tripping over the pretty girls, you know, just whatever. But I'm just not really trying to see that. Anyway, in the vein of trash TV shows, a show that Jen has stumbled upon, and we actually watched this last year, is a show called Married at First Sight. Jen, can you tell them the premise of this show?
Well, I just took a bite. Ooh, and now you're taking a bite. Uh-oh.
Didn't know you took it. Tubman needed a little, he needed a little pick me up. Yeah, he needed a little applesauce. Pick me up. Go ahead.
Baby pouch.
Okay.
All right. So the premise of the show is there's these like four different kind of matchmakers, if you will.
Okay.
And they specialize in different things. So one is like about chemistry and like sex.
Okay.
Another one is about like religion.
It's the pastor dude, right?
Yeah, that's the pastor dude.
Which another one's about sex? The old lady or the Hispanic looking lady?
The Hispanic looking lady.
Okay.
And then the older woman is more about kind of like, will their lifestyles mesh?
I see.
And kind of just like personality.
Okay.
And then I think there's one more.
I think it's just the three of them. Yeah.
So basically they go to like a city and then they interview people over the course of like a few days. And then they do all the guys and they do all the girls. And then they try to match them as best as possible according to, like, you know, all those different specs.
Yeah.
And, like, they're genuinely trying to match them as best as possible because it's called Married at First Sight because the couple does not see each other until they walk down the aisle towards one another. And then from there, like, the honeymoon begins. They have to decide, you know, do we want to sleep together? Is the chemistry there? Do we genuinely like each other?
Right.
And it's like, I think a 6 or 8 week experiment. And then at the end of it, they have to choose whether they want to stay married or get a divorce.
Right. And these folks are legally married, by the way.
Yes.
Like this, like they're straight up tax document type, whatever, married.
Lots of couples from the show have gone on to have children.
True.
And are like remained married and have children now. It's one of the most successful shows as far as.
My goodness. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Couples that like from the season that I saw, the black couple with the dude went to Elevation. Yep. They got kids?
Yeah.
Dang, who
else?
They
have two kids.
Burnett and what's her face? I'm thinking of a different show. What's that show called with Hey B? I love
you,
B. It was like Blind something. It had something to do with like
Love is Blind.
There we go. Yeah. They gotta have a second season for that.
Yeah,
because
that do.
Joint
oh,
was juicy.
That show. See, trash TV is where it's
I know,
at, man.
I know it is, but I like trash TV with a little bit like with more story to it.
That's fair.
And I know that in Love Island they end up really love, like
they do,
liking each other more so than the folks at the Bachelorette.
What's really cool about Love Island is like what you will see tonight was filmed today.
That's wild to
and
me.
And the producers edit it, and then it's live tonight at 9:00, and it's like every single day that they're on the island, we see it live the next night at 9:00.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So like they're forming a relationship today.
Yeah, it's
and
wild.
So, and then what's really cool about it is like they make decisions based on the viewer live, just like American Idol or The Voice.
Right. We could be voting.
Exactly.
Oh, true.
For free on the app.
True.
So you can say like, I like this couple the most. I want them to stay on the island. And then whoever is like crowd favorite gets to stay. Those that have the least likes from like the general public
right.
can go.
Okay. Dang.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool. But I'm getting to a point. The whole reason I'm saying this. So, Married at First Sight.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple on there that is super duper uber awkward.
Extremely awkward.
I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he's just
Henry.
Like, man, vanilla. Mm. No nothing. No spark. No nothing. Now I thought in the beginning that the girl, I can't remember her name either. But I thought that she was going to be, like, problematic because she seemed kind of like a bridezilla type lady.
Mm-hmm.
Very spicy with it, like, very mean to her mom. Anybody who's mean to their parents, like mean, and you're not, like, a teenager and just, like, going through that phase, but you're, like, a grown woman being mean to your parents, I'm like, man, something's wrong with you. So her mom was trying to fix her dress. She's like, Mom, stop. Leave it. Enough. Something like that. I was like, okay, she's about to be a problem. She's about to
right,
be a problem.
Right.
Anyway, she's paired off with this dude who's very plain, who
extremely.
But at the same time, I feel bad for this guy because I do think that he's trying, But I think that, like you said, either one of them lied during their interview stuff because they don't make any sense together. Mm-hmm. None whatsoever. That's not the... even that couple is not the couple that I'm talking about. The couple that I'm talking about, and we talked about this at length a little bit last night. There's a couple. There's that dude who's kind of like barrel-chested, white dude, hair on his chest. Mm-hmm. And there is a girl, kind, shorter, white lady, rounder face. That couple is the couple I'm talking about.
Are you talking about a couple in our real lives?
No, I'm talking about the couple on the show. Barrel-chested, big.
Married at First Sight?
Yeah, we talked about this last night.
Okay.
What couple do you think that we know in real lives? There's a big barrel-chested white dude with hair on his chest.
Scotty?
No. No, no. This is a couple on the show.
Okay.
So, this couple is, you're going to know what I'm talking about as soon as I start talking about it.
Okay.
This couple is laying in bed and they're having a conversation, you know, between each other. The girl says, you're welcome for not peeing in front of you. He's like, thank you for not peeing in front of me. And then she's like, that's so weird. Like, I don't see why that's a problem. And then he was just like, we're not animals. You know, we live in a society. And she's like, pooping, I understand. But, like, you can pee in front of somebody. That's harmless. He's like, no, it's disgusting. And then she's like, so you're telling me that you don't pee in the shower? And he's just like, no, absolutely not. And he's like, you pee in the shower? And she's like, no. Like, I have peed in the shower, but I don't, like, actively pee in the shower. Anyway, that's what their conversation was. But what the dude was doing was he was being very nitpicky about things about his now wife. This tiny little, like, stabby type of indirect, passive-aggressive type stuff.
So weird.
And you were telling me that there was a gentleman that you dated briefly that was doing that to you. Can you give me some examples?
Like, it, like, rocked his whole world that I had a period.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know how else to put it. Like, I'm a girl. I have a period. Every month. Is that going to be an issue? Every month? You know what I mean?
What did you say that made you...
I guess I should preface by saying this is someone in that I dated. I was not sleeping with them. So it wasn't like, ew, your period. I'm not sleeping with you. It wasn't like that at all. That never, you know, occurred.
Right.
It was just the fact that I point blank had a period at all. He did not want to talk about that. And it was something so slight. Like, I didn't even say, like,
as the blood leaves my body. Yeah.
It was just like, I was moody and I was like, I'm really sorry. Like, I think I'm just like about to start my period. And he's like, that's too much information.
Oh, wow.
Like, oh, okay, you didn't have to tell me that. And it's just like, if I can't tell you that,
I'm about
do you
to
know
say,
what I mean? Like,
I was like, bro,
my period's about to start. Like, I'm just like, what the heck? Like, if I can't be myself in that regard, this is going to happen every month, bro.
Right. Right.
I just did not, that did not sit well with me at all.
Were there other times where he was being nitpicky?
His sense of humor was that to, like, belittle people.
Oh, I hate that crap.
Yeah, so, like, I can't even give you an exact example, but, like, even, like, one time he made fun of my eyebrows because they went straight up. Like, my eyebrows don't lay to the side. Like, here in the corners, they go straight up.
What's wrong
with
that?
And that was, like, a really big deal to him. I don't know, but then it made me insecure. And that's, like, the way that my brows naturally lay.
Right.
And he made me feel so insecure about it. Like, your eyebrows look so funny because they go straight up. And I'm just like.
Yeah, that's.
And he knew that I wore, like, you know that eyebrow, like, not flick stuff, but it looks like a mascara wand and I bring it, like, up through my eyebrows.
Yeah, no, I know.
I think he thought, hopefully he doesn't still think about it. But I think he thought that I was making my eyebrows stand straight up with that.
Like,
do you know what I mean?
Like a weird, yeah.
Like it was my style or something.
I see. And that just kind of fills them in, right? Like
yeah,
fills in
like,
what you already got.
Even when I wash my face at night, those eyebrows in the corners by my nose,
yeah,
they go straight up.
But what direction are they supposed to go?
I don't know. Maybe ask that dude.
They go the direction they're supposed to go. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, I feel like they're very normal eyebrows, but like he, it wasn't like a conversation we were having. It was like he straight made fun of the fact
this
that
the
my
turn,
eyebrows,
right?
Yeah, that okay. my eyebrows went straight up. And that's what weird. I had the issue with. It was like, it wasn't a conversation. It was like he made fun of me.
Yeah.
And then like laughed it off. And my feelings were hurt.
Yeah.
Because you've like actually just made fun of something that's like.
You can't.
I physically
yeah.
can't do anything about it.
Right. And not that you should. So I was saying to Jen, because this is after we saw this, Jen was saying like, yo, I couldn't be married to a dude that does that. And I know that at times, like sometimes both of us were guilty of this. Sometimes we will not say directly what's bothering us, like that the other person did or something like that. Like, for example, yesterday I was bringing stuff in. There was a quote unquote a tornado coming towards us, which made this morning very unpleasant, but I can talk about that in a second. So I was bringing the stuff in from our patio area to inside the house, and I just kind of left it right outside the door. So Jen said, like, oh, you're trying to booby trap me or something like that, because she was carrying Max. But I don't even think then you were saying, like, you were trying to, like, say something to me. I don't know. Maybe give him the pacifier?
I did, and the pacifier seems to be able to do on it.
Okay. He's just yelling.
He's just ready to be out of the seat.
Okay, same. So we'll just keep it moving then?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. All right, so where was I? Ah, crap, I lost my train of thought.
You booby trapped.
Oh, yeah.
Me.
So in theory, what Jen could have been saying is like, Nate, without saying this, and maybe you were, maybe you weren't, but what she didn't say was, Nate, you left all this stuff out here. I could have tripped over it. Like, that's not cool. Could you put this stuff away? But instead, jokingly said like, oh, you're trying to booby trap me. Ha ha. And I think that we both say those type of things to one another as a way to lessen the blow of what we're actually trying to say. But then it comes across as like passive aggressive.
Right.
Now, what this dude was doing on the show and what the dude was doing that you dated was, I think it is trying to make yourself feel better by making the other person not feel good about themselves. And I know for a fact that we don't do that in our marriage. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No,
but we do not try to put one another down at all. And I hate those type of, hate is a strong word, and that's what I'm using. I hate those type of relationships where that is the case. I had friends like that would, and I think we talked about this on an episode before, I would have friends that would try to put me down when there were girls around that they liked, because I think in their mind they thought that it made them look cool. Like, making the people around you look less cool makes you look more cool.
Right.
And I didn't want to be around those type of people. There are some gentlemen that I know that are that have the type of humor where they're nitpicky like that, like the guy in the show, where they're like really like, hey, in order for, like, I'm going to make a joke, but it's going to be at the expense of someone. And what it took, and I don't think that they listened to the podcast, so they made a joke about, I'll just say what it is specifically, because what is it that Kathy Dickinson said? Like, if you're not ashamed to say it, then you shouldn't be, if you're not embarrassed to say it, then you shouldn't be embarrassed if I call you out about it, type of thing. So I was on stage. I work at a church. I was on stage, and there are different lighting cues for like when you're on stage. And so the lighting cue that was for me, there was not like, there was no like front lights on the stage. And so because of that, I couldn't be seen. What's wrong?
Sorry. Just exhaled. Y'all just got the real exhale.
Yeah,
the
that was, that's the mom. I'm tired. So you really couldn't see me on stage for like the very begin, like the beginning of like my part. And I think they're able to fade something up after a while, but for a good amount of time, I was like kind of in the dark or whatever. So I get off the stage. I think like we kind of did our like, hey, how'd everything go, type of thing. And this gentleman said like, oh, couldn't see Nate up there. All we saw were your eyes and your teeth. And it wasn't like, It wasn't, well, for one, that's not a funny joke.
Funny.
Number one, that's not funny. Number two, I'm the only, and you know, shout out to anybody from the church listening. I'm the only black person that goes to our church, the only one. And I think there's another gentleman too, but he doesn't go very frequently. So it's me and this other guy. When that other guy's not there, it's just me. And not only am I the only black person that goes there, I'm the only person of color, period, that goes to this church. So my thought is that I like lead the production team. My thought is if someone were to say a joke like that to someone else that was a person of color, you know, Middle Eastern, you know, Hispanic, whatever, and, you know, made a joke that was being insensitive in that way, that person would not want to come back and serve. I wouldn't want to come back and serve. And that's like my team of people. So that set me, you know, that didn't settle well with me at all. And I kind of made like a mental note of that in my mind, kind of made a mental note of like, that didn't really sit well with me. Then fast forward a couple months, maybe this was like 2 weeks ago or so. And I'm going to have to, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Max is not happy. I know exactly where I'm leaving off, and I'll start it back up again. Cue the transition music. Jen, are you okay?
It's just there's the worst when I can't do anything about
no,
it.
No, I understand. I understand. All right, quick commercial break. We'll be back at a later time. My goodness. Cue the transition music. And we are back. So where I last left off in the story, I think what I was saying was on the stage, essentially the gentleman made a black joke. And out of all of the friends that I have, none of my actual friends make fun of each other in any way. Like, we don't even poke fun at each other. Like, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, it's true.
If anything, we're like over aggressively complimentary to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh, Scott, you wearing that shirt? Mm-hmm. You know, ooh,
yeah,
get
yeah,
it.
Definitely.
You know. And so I think that that's why I like spending time with those people, because they make me feel good about myself, and they encourage me and things like that. So I don't keep the company of people that are negative, put you down type folks. Did you have friends in high school and or, you know, college that were those type of put you down, say little bring you down type things?
Yeah, I think like girls have like a weird way of doing it. Like maybe it's not so direct, but like in the littlest way. Like I remember in youth group, it was like belittling to like, like somebody would literally like replace my bangs for me. Be like, oh, you know, like your bangs are,
yeah, oh,
or pick a like fuzz off of my shirt, or like, hey, you have some mascara right there.
Oh, as a way to like clean yourself up,
as
type
a way
of, thing.
Of like, you're not perfect, so let me fix that for you, because I am. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was my best friend growing up. So.
This is the Lexi girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she ain't listening. We talked about you before, Lexi. Hopefully you're a different person now. Is she?
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't have one clue.
True.
Honestly.
I mean, times change. Maybe she's...
That's right.
Maybe she got her, you know, stuff together.
I would hope so, man.
Since
if
being a teenager.
The same as they were...
Now.
Y'all gotta keep it moving.
I do think that people, and we've talked about this before, all adults are children that are older now.
I know, that's right.
And I've seen characteristics in, like, older folks that you would see in like kids. So for example, the, you know, comment that this gentleman at church made, I'm sure he made the same type of like dumb remarks in high school,
right,
and in college and his, you know, young adult life and all of that. And I don't know if it's like, perhaps it's like the responsibility. I would say it's the responsibility of the person, but also the responsibility of that person's friends to let them know, like, bro, you can't say that, or like, don't.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, what type of friends do you think people have that they've never corrected them, or never said like, hey, like that didn't sit well, you know?
Well, I think like most people have friends just like themselves.
I see.
So like, I honestly think in particular, this person doesn't even know that they've, like, they don't have any relation with like anyone different than themselves.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Like, they don't know how to speak to somebody that's different than they are.
Yeah. And I guess that it's so like, it's like so far beyond me, because I think that my parents, not that they were trying to, but just the stuff I was involved in, like I got to be around different folks. And like one of my good friends growing up was this dude named Jawad, who was like a Middle Eastern Muslim guy and clearly knew a bunch of white folks. And not that I'm like trying to like list off, like these are all the different ethnicities and nationalities that I know, but I was able to be around like a blend of people. So my thought is like, to speak about this gentleman in particular, he's said other things about other people that aren't like black. So my thought is like, that's his way of joking. And it almost seems like it's a nervous type of, you know, like type of joking. And he knows every time that he does it. And something that me and Jen told ourselves like last year, maybe 2 years ago, we're like, we're not going to laugh at things that are not funny, like at things that are like at our expense.
Yeah.
And that's something that I really, really was trying hard not to do, because in my previous job, I do that all the time.
I gotta stop laughing at things that just aren't funny.
Yeah,
well.
Just don't. Just what? Don't. And you don't have to play. I'm not going to play dumb. I'm just not going to laugh.
Most of the time I don't get it, and that's why I laugh. I'm just like, is that supposed to be funny?
I see. Well, if you ask someone to explain it, it usually takes all the humor out of the joke. That's a way to diffuse somebody if they're making fun of you. If you ask them to explain it, like someone would be like, yeah, Nate, you know, something, 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 you know, because I couldn't see up there. I'm like, what do you mean? Sucked all the funny out of it. Yeah. Then it's like when you have to explain a joke, it's not funny anymore. But yeah, let's stop laughing at things that are not funny. I mean, there's times where like older people make jokes and you kind of have to giggle to, you know.
Yeah, it's like
just a glue. It's just a glue to keep the things together. But things that are like at our expense, I won't be laughing at. So you would think that somebody would get it, but I'm guessing people laugh when they're uncomfortable, or like you said, people surround themselves around people who are similar to them. We went on a walk this morning and we were saying how my dad's parents, or my dad's mom at least, I think my dad's mom, my grandma on my dad's side, was the type to be, even without meaning to, she'd be very like passive aggressive.
Yeah.
And I think that trait in my grandmother, my dad and his siblings learned. And so they exhibit those things present day. I had a conversation not too long ago where some passive aggressive stuff popped up, because I think that my dad and his siblings, that's how they learned to do conflict, you know?
Yeah.
That's how they learned, like in relation, it's like, oh, if something's bothering you, say it this way.
Yeah.
And I think that this guy that I keep mentioning, I think that his way of like joking around or whatever is a learned behavior.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think it's going to take time for him to unlearn that. So what I try to do is I just try to champion and like celebrate the like, oh, like this person did a great job. Like I'm trying to create an environment where people aren't made fun of for like things to be funny.
Yeah.
Have there been times in our marriage where I've poked fun at you or like have been nitpicky or whatever that have like stuck with you? Or it's all been like circumstantial, like in the moment stuff that we get past?
Yeah, we're gonna be turning left.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know. Like you said, one thing one time that upset me, but we talked about it during quarantine.
Yeah, the FaceTime thing.
Yep.
Yep. Sorry.
So that was like, I mean, I remember that, so it stuck with me. But yeah. It's not like I like resent you for it or anything like that. It's just like, oh, okay.
Well,
she hadn't said that.
Yeah, I wish I didn't say it either. But there are things that I know that can be said, and I don't want to say like those things, and vice versa. I'm sure you don't want to say things either that will, you know, change, like we were saying earlier, change kind of the fabric of the relationship. Not a funny story. When I was very little, I was probably 4 or 5, maybe 3 or 4. I don't know. But it was at night, and I think that I was watching TV with my parents, or I was just in their bed from what I remember. And I remember I was kissing my mom on the face. Like, I'd kiss her on the cheek and the forehead and then on the cheek again. And I'd giggle and laugh. And my dad said, and my dad's like a, you know, tall guy, deep voice, you know, big booming voice. He said, "Stop kissing your mother like that." And I don't know if he was saying it jokingly or if he was saying like, "All right, man, that's enough. You know, you're getting too old for, you know, kissing on your mom," or something like that. But I internalized that as a 3, 4-year-old, 5, I mean, however old I was. And I stopped being affectionate to my mom until this year.
Yeah, and then you told your dad that you remembered him saying that, and he was like, "Son, that is not what I meant."
Yeah, and he felt so bad.
Your mother. Yeah.
He felt so bad, and he's just like, "I had no idea that you've been holding on to that for 25 years." I was like, "I didn't know either."
And now your mom's like right here.
Yeah.
Right here to her cheek when you guys leave each other.
And it's only this year, 25 years later.
Does it feel awkward?
It does a little bit because I have not been in the, I didn't.
Yeah.
I never did. I would like side hug my mom like you do like at church camp. Like, "All right, see you guys next summer," like side hug. But I would never be like affectionate towards my mom because that I just internalized that. And it changed the nature of my relationship with my mom, something that my dad said. And I think that there was a time, I know. And what were you saying, dang, too?
That's just a bummer.
Yeah. I desperately don't want to say things to Max that make him feel differently about me his whole life, or differently about you his whole life. And you don't know when you say the thing. Like, you don't know. Mm-hmm. My dad just made it was like it took him a second or two to say that. But that hit me in such a way that I carried it around for the longest time.
Yeah.
So I don't know the way to protect yourself from saying things that could potentially be harmful, but words matter, you know, and the way you say things and what you say really does matter. So I think we try to like speak life over Max and, you know, we encourage him. There's people who say like, "Oh, this little demon, you know, something, something, something," you know, or,
you know,
this
little, we do not do that with Max.
This little jerk, you know, blah, 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 or this, I don't want him to hear, because he can hear sound and all that stuff. I don't want him to internalize any of that or get into the habit of, you know, making fun of him or poking fun. Like, I don't want to get any of that placed in him, because it really does change the way you view people and view things. Can you think of any examples with your parents? I know we got a few more minutes. We're headed to a baby shower right now. Shout out to Cotter and Emily. They're having a baby. So we're headed there. Can you think of anything, like I think it's called like inciting incidents. I think that's what it is in a movie. Like a movie, they set up the world to be one way. Every single movie, they set a world up to be one way. Then there's an inciting incident that changes, that's when the movie really starts. Everything else is like backstory. Then there's this inciting incident, and then that will determine like the path of the rest of the characters, whatever. Can you think of any moments with your mom or your dad where they said something or did something that you're just like, "That changed the way I see you"?
Yeah. Like, there's this one time, I think I've told you this, at Olive Garden.
Oh, with your mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I grew up in a house where we just did not cuss. Like, that's just not what we do. So, like, spoiler alert, my mom cusses. We were at Olive Garden, and my brothers were giving her a hard time. Like, basically, the check came, and she had a gift card. So she wanted them to use the gift card, the full value of the gift card, and then put the rest of it on her debit card. and the gal wasn't really understanding, but my mom was like explaining it as best as she could. And then my brother started like chuckling at her. And keep in mind, I'm like 25 at this point, 26. And my brothers are like 32. So we're like grown. And my mom trying to explain it to her. My brothers are giggling. My mom's feeling like, is she not understanding what I'm saying? So she's feeling really stupid, even though what she was saying did make sense.
Right.
And like very recently, my mom had been put on like a new medication for like hormones, I think, or something like that. And so they were joking around about like her medication. And I said to them, like, I was defending my mom. And she said, she told me to stop being a B word.
Can you remember what you said, like, in defense of her?
I told my brothers, I was like, guys, I think I said something about the medication. Like, oh. I was like, they recently changed her medication. Like, give her.
Okay.
Like, it's not like she's, like, stressed out for no reason.
Right.
Like, it's the medication that's, like, making her stressed out. And my mom thought I was saying, like, oh, here she goes. She's on some medication again, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she needs to be medicated. And that's not what I was saying. I was trying to get my brothers to stop laughing at her.
Right.
Because she was growing more frustrated. And she thought I was saying, like, my mom needs medication.
Right.
And so she was like, stop being such a bee. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Dang.
And I started crying instantly and had to go to the bathroom.
True.
And my mom has never said sorry. Like,
really? Does she know that she said nope. She doesn't
she probably
remember
has
that?
No, she probably does not remember at
the
all.
The next time that we're around them, I will subtly find a way to bring it up. And she'll
be
like,
mortified.
Really? Mm-hmm. So don't do that.
I mean, chef's choice.
Okay. Well, this chef is decided.
She'll get defensive.
This chef is going to bring it up for sure.
And say that never happened, just like she never told me her middle name was Annis. I'm not
right
for it.
Yeah, no, she did. Long story, extremely short, we thought Jen's mom told her that her middle name was Annis. And
her whole life. And then
right
when she married my dad, she changed it to Ann.
Right, because her mom, for some reason, thought Annis was a pretty name. But Annis is spelled like anus.
A-N-U-S.
Yeah, so she was like, I'm changing this. Is this the right house? This joint? This one?
Oh my gosh. I don't know that the shower's here. Oh, hold on. Drive past.
Okay.
If Cotter's home alone, crap. What if it's at our friend's house that lives by us?
Oh, that would suck. Well, not really, because Corey lives by. Okay, we're going to take a quick... No. We're past the commercial break. We need to wrap this puppy up. It's not?
There's no way.
Okay. All right, so we drove to the baby shower 45 minutes in the wrong direction. Is it near us?
I'm not sure. I'm looking right now.
Okay.
But in good news,
yeah,
is Max is taking a really good nap. So
there we go. So we can make it 45 minutes back.
I have to find the invitation. This is crazy.
Lord have mercy. All right, we're going to wrap this puppy up.
Yep, nope, it's in Selbyville right by our house.
Salt on my life. Can you send me the correct directions?
Yep.
All right. It's fine. Everything's fine. Hey, we've got a kid. You know, you're being a mom. We got a lot going on. All right, this has been the Nate Loves Jen podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Nifty 50. Trying to make it Nifty 51. That means share this however you feel inclined to, something on your Instagram stories or whatever. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I should wait because I don't know where I'm going. Also, feel free to give it a rating. Is it right back to our house?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like right by our house.
Lord have mercy. It's fine.
It's like 10 minutes from our house.
Okay. Okay.
We could have gotten...
It's okay.
Whatever.
It's fine.
Yeah. We just drove like an hour and a half out of our way.
It's fine. Just... closer to an hour, just an hour out of our way.
Ridiculous.
Which is fine. Feel free to give this a rating, preferably 5 stars. Follow us on Instagram at Nate Loves Jen for me, at Jen Loves Nate for my beautiful wife Jen. Feel free to donate. I think in the show notes there's a way to like donate, send some dollars our way. It's like tipping a waitress. Or you know, a flight attendant. Do people tip flight attendants? They don't tip flight attendants, do they?
I don't think so.
I told you that lady tipped the guy bringing the carts in, right, at Giant?
Yeah.
Gave him like $20. She's like, thanks for all you do.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that
dang
guy at Giant talk to me about Van Halen and all their different albums because I was wearing my Van Halen shirt.
True.
Classic old man, like older man trying to, you know, slip in conversation with the young girl.
Right.
Just look at her band tee.
Oh, okay. That's
didn't
weird.
Didn't know one Van Halen song.
It's very weird.
He's singing them all to me.
Real? He's serenading you?
Oh, yeah. He was singing them to me. He's okay. Like, you haven't heard it before? Okay. It's that one that goes, duh, duh, duh. He's like,
oh, wow.
Really getting into it. And then he's like, okay, but like it was in that movie back in the 80s. I'm like, bro, I wasn't even here yet. I was like, oh, is that on Netflix? I'll check it out. He's like, oh, no, I don't have Netflix, but.
That's and I was wild.
So we're not hitting each other like on any like level at all.
Good.
You know,
I don't need you hitting a random strange man pulling in the carts
well,
on
I know,
any level.
Like it made the conversation really awkward.
I feel you.
And then for some reason, you know me, out of my mouth comes, yeah, I'm just really in a Pink Floyd on a Pink Floyd kick right now.
That's not true.
I know.
That's not accurate at all.
I know. It's a total lie.
Yeah.
But just, you know when I get awkward, I just say whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Should
just be like,
Yeah, and I literally said, man, I've been going just like.
Just really, Pink Floyd's really been doing it for me.
I can't get enough.
Gotta get out of here. Oh,
I was
really?
Like, another old band, yeah. Pink Floyd.
He's like, oh, I'm the biggest Pink Floyd fan. Have you heard this song? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, anyway.
Start singing it in the air guitar in the aisle.
We gotta go. Be blessed. Don't be stressed. Do more. Say less. Well done. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.